Happy vacation, honey.
Ooh. Manchurian tongue oil. Where did you get this?
Helen got it for me in Oslo.
Well, there's enough here to do the whole table and the bureau.
Yeah. Hmm. I wonder what this should be. Oh, honey, got it. Thank you.
There's enough here to do the entire guest room.
I'm so glad we're spending our vacation at home. I'm going to get started right away.
Hey, where are you going? Wow.
I'll get it.
Be my guest.
I'll just get the door. Maybe you should get it.
I'll go.
Okay. Oh, no. Oh, Jane.
It's your turn, honey.
I caught you. Heard you were on vacation.
That's right, Jane. Complete vacation.
Honey, today I'm $260,000.
No, Jane. It's 6:45 in the morning.
This offer is real. From a man in New York City who only saw a photograph.
Jane, don't send people photos of our house.
He wants to bring the wife and family up here for some peace. Why?
That's exactly what we're looking for.
But Barbara, this house is too big for you. It really ought to be for a couple with a family, you know? Oh, Pumpkin, I didn't mean anything. It's just that, really, this house
Jane,
is too big.
I'll see you in a few weeks. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Think about it.
Take care.
I was just telling Barbara about this offer on the house.
No, Jane.
Tom!
Let us put man and a woman together to find out which one is smarter.
Barbara, come with me down to the store.
What for?
I need a new brush for this Tom oil, and I want to get a part for the model.
Well, you just run in, okay?
Jane says we should sell the house to someone with a family.
Well, I don't think that it's any of Jane's business. Besides, we could try again on this vacation, you know?
Oh, really? What are you saying?
Morning, Adam. You need a haircut for your vacation?
Oh, thanks, Bill.
How's the model coming?
Oh, it's great.
You know, you said Grossman built that foundation in 1835. But his grandson come from Grossman? In 1836.
He got hair right down to his goddamn shoulders. He says to me, just trim it a little. I took a scissors to him.
See you later, Bill.
Right. It's gonna be great.
Are you sure you wouldn't rather go to Jamaica or someplace like that?
No way. But there's no place like.
Hey, look out for that!
Fire.
Well, maybe we should just take things extra slow. Do you remember how we got back up here? I'm going to go back down to the bridge and retrace our steps. Barbara, you are not going to believe what?
That's how long you were gone.
What is going on?
Let me show you something. Look. There's that. And there's that.
For the recently deceased.
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 I don't know where it came from. Look at that publisher.
Handbook for the recently deceased press.
You know what? I don't think we survived the crash. I hate this. Just, can you give me the basics?
Well, this book isn't arranged that way. What do you want to know?
Well, why did you disappear when you stepped off the porch? Are we halfway to heaven? Are we halfway to hell? And how long is this going to last?
I don't see anything about heaven or hell. This book reads like stereo instructions. Listen to this. Geographical and temporal perimeters. Functional perimeters vary from manifestation to manifestation. Oh, this is going to take some time, honey.
Damn sandworm was 13%, huh? Well, I better find a job. Let's see, business section. Ooh la la, what do we got here? The Maitlands, huh? Cute couple. Look nice and stupid, too.
I wish I had a better view of the cemetery from here. I can't tell which is the best placement for us.
No.
Cabin fever, hon?
Well, I can't clean anything properly. The vacuum's out in the garage and we can't leave the house. Why don't they tell us something? I mean, where are all the other dead people in the world? Why is it just you and me?
Maybe this is heaven.
Heaven, there wouldn't be dust on everything.
Jane.
God, what's she doing here?
I don't know.
Hey, Jane, up here! Jane!
Can't see you, right?
Uh-uh.
In the book, rule number 2, the living usually won't see the dead.
Won't or can't?
It just says won't. God, this book is so stupid. I can't understand anything in it.
Barb, honey. We're dead. I don't think we have very much to worry about anymore.
There's no damage. Look, see? It's okay. Good, sturdy, country craftsmanship. And look at that kitchen. You're finally going to be able to cook a decent meal. Come and have a look.
Gasoline. Low torch. No problem.
Excuse me. Here we go.
Plumbing. But other than that, it's perfect. Just perfect. What do you think, honey?
Delia hates it. I could live here.
Careful, that's my sculpture. And I don't mean Mize and I bought it, I mean I made it. It's my sculpture. Put it on the table.
10 minutes. I'm already perfectly at ease. It's perfect.
Help! It's Otho.
Otho, why don't you come in the front? Bad luck.
Otho, you left the city for me. I am so happy.
Of course you are.
Delia.
You're right.
Let's get one thing straight.
You're right.
We're here to enjoy the country setting,
not to trash the place.
You're right.
Charles, you're lucky the yuppies are buying condos so you can afford what I'm going to have to do to this place.
Also, I'm here to relax and clip coupons. And damn it, I mean to do it.
Then go do it quietly, dear, and let Otho and I think.
Is the rest of the house as bad as this?
Is this a punishment or something? What are you going
to do? We're not completely helpless, Barbara. I've been reading that book, and there's a word for people in our situation. Ghosts.
Julia, let's get this show on the road. We're dealing with negative entertainment potential here. I mean, there's absolutely no organic flow through.
I noticed that, too. It's like a giant ant farm. What?
I thought I saw something. So few clients are able to read my mind. They're just not open to the experience.
God.
We just have to pray the other closets are bigger than this one.
Ooh, look.
Ozzie and Harriet.
Ooh.
What happened to these people?
They died. All of them, an indoor outhouse. Otho.
Viridian.
Viridian. Now, why do I know that name?
Blue-green.
Hydrated chromic oxide. Remember, I'm schooled in chemistry. I was a hair analyst. Briefly. Ugh. Deliver me from L.L. Bean.
No! I know what you two are up to, and you're not going to get away with it.
Oh, honey, this is not working out at all.
Charles, I will not stop living and breathing art just because you need to relax.
Ha.
I'm here with you. I will live with you in this hellhole. But I must express myself. If you don't let me gut out this house and make it my own, I will go and stay, and I will take you with me!
Yeah, well, you know, maybe the house could use a little remodeling. But why don't you just leave this room alone, okay?
I'm going to get her.
So?
Why don't you cover up the wallpaper, knock down a few walls? This place might just be livable. What's on the third floor?
Attic space.
Oh, I forgot to lock the attic door.
Did you feel something?
When?
You don't have a key?
Maybe Charles does.
I have a feeling there's something very interesting behind this door.
Yeah, ghosts of the people who died in this house. They want us out of here. So let's do them a favor.
God, that was close.
I cannot watch this. What's the good of being a ghost if you can't frighten people away?
Honey.
No, I'm not putting up with this.
Barbara, you don't know what's out there.
Here.
Barbara!
Barbara! Help! I'm getting all yellow!
she...
I can't believe we're eating Cantonese. Is there no Szechuan up here?
Plan to have a stroke from the amount of MSG that's in this food.
This is our first meal in this house, so why don't we all do our little private parts to make it a pleasant one?
Don't bait your mother, Pumpkin. As soon as we get settled, we'll build you a dark room in the basement, okay?
My whole life is a dark room. One big dark room.
So you were miserable in New York City, and now you're going to be miserable out here in the sticks. At least someone's life hasn't been upheaved.
I don't know about you two, but I'm perfectly happy here. Those people in New York just don't know what they're missing.
You know, we could become the summer art center of New York. I could start sculpting again. You know I'm only truly happy when I'm sculpting.
That's a very good idea. That'll be, very time-consuming.
First, the house. Both of them have some great plans.
I think we should keep it the way it is.
Good idea.
Furniture truck is coming. We're going to have to decide what goes and what stays.
Everything goes, along with whatever's in the attic.
Why
my husband will fire you.
Is there an index or something?
No, nothing. What's this?
You people know where that's going? Did anyone tell you where to... Why are there only three sculptures? There were four sculptures here. Where's the fourth? Where's the fourth sculpture? No! No, what are you doing?
Geist, the bio-exorcist. Troubled by the living, is death a problem and not the solution? Unhappy with eternity, having difficulty adjusting? Call Betelgeist.
What's that?
Betelgeist. Betel...
That's it? There's no number or instructions?
Nothing. The bio-exorcist. I don't get it.
Straight back.
Why is that
still
up there?
Why don't you guys take a break for about half an hour, okay?
Uh-huh.
Saw us.
Honey, nobody can see us.
But she did. What happened to the people who used to live here?
They drowned.
Yes, they were family. I was devastated. Here, that.
Is this the key to the attic?
That's a skeleton key. That key will open any door in the house. Give that to your father. And you might mention that I single-handedly decorated that house. In case he needs any advice in that arena, have him come.
Folks, because I'm the after-class leading bio-exorcist. Yes, sir. Come on down here, and I want to tell you, I'd do anything.
I'll scare them real bad. The point is, folks, I'm going to do anything to get your business. Hell, I'll possess myself if I gotta. Whoa! Yo, I got demons running all through me. All through me. Come on down here and see it. Hey, if you act now, you get a free demon possession with every exorcism. Ah, you can't beat that, can you? And bring a little parts down here. Hell, we got plenty of snakes and lizards for them to play with. There's no problem with that at all. So, see it once. See it twice. Third time the charm. And remember, I'll eat anything you want me to eat. I'll swallow anything you want me to swallow. So come on down now. Chew on a dog. Oh!
Help. I read something in this book this morning. Emergencies. Here it is. In case of emergency, draw a door.
Draw a door? I don't know why we keep looking in that stupid book. Hey, maybe we should try that beetle guy.
Oh.
You didn't actually think that was going to work, did you?
Aha! Knock three times.
Relaxing in here?
Well, I want to tell you what I saw.
What is the point of my coming up here if you people won't let me relax?
Franken, sweetheart, go help your mother.
Maybe you can relax in a haunted house, but I can't.
Nice building. Bad roof. Good parking.
This way, honey.
You don't have an appointment, do you?
Well, we didn't know how to make one.
Appointment for what?
What do you want?
We need some help.
Ha! Already? You just bit the big one 2 months ago and you want help.
2 months? What does that have to do with anything?
You're going to use up all your health vouchers. D-90. You spend 125 years on Earth. Actually, in that house, during which you get only 3 Class 1 D-90 intercessions with Juno. You probably haven't even read through the manual completely yet. You'll have to wait if you don't have an appointment.
An appointment with who?
For Juno, your caseworker. Number 54,601, Ferndock.
You want a cigarette?
Oh, no, thank you.
I'm trying to cut down myself.
This is what happens when you die. That is what happens when he dies. And that is what happens when they die. It's all very personal. And I'll tell you something. If I knew then what I know now, I wouldn't have had my little accident.
Maitland, party at you. Take the handbook and go to the sixth door.
Oh, we forgot our handbook.
Come on.
All new arrivals report to waiting room number 8. Flight 409 is arriving at gate 2.
How do I look? There are no mirrors on this side.
Fine, look fine.
Yeah?
Fine.
Thanks, I've been feeling a little flat.
Peterson Party, report to door number 9. Peterson Party, please report to door number 1. All new arrivals, report to door number 3.
It's 125 years. I can't believe this. I can't believe they didn't tell us. Oh, Adam. What is this?
That's the Lost Souls Room. A room for ghosts that have been exorcised. Good devils. That's death for the dead. It's all in the handbook. Keep moving.
Months. I'd almost given up on you. I was about to leave. I do have other clients.
Are you Juno, our caseworker?
Yes, I evaluate individual cases and determine if help is needed, deserved, and available.
Are you available?
No. What's wrong?
We're very unhappy.
What did you expect? You're dead.
We want to get rid of the people who have moved in here. Barbara and I worked very hard on this house.
We probably wouldn't mind sharing the house with people who were...
more like you used to be.
Yes.
But these people...
things seem pretty quiet here. You should thank God you didn't die in Italy. Good Jesus. Okay, have you been studying the manual?
Well, we tried.
The intermediate interface chapter on haunting says it all. Get him out yourselves. It's your house. Haunted houses aren't easy to come by.
Well, we don't quite get it.
I heard. Tore your faces right off. It obviously doesn't do any good to pull your heads off in front of people if they can't see you.
We should start more simply, is that...
start simply. Do what you know. Use your talents. Practice. You should have been studying those lessons since day one. Oh, I've got to go.
What about that guy in the flyer, you know, Beetle?
Shh! Don't even say his name. You don't want his help.
Well...
we might.
No, you don't. He does not work well with others.
What do you mean?
I didn't want to bring it up. But rather than have you stumble onto it and make another mistake, I'll tell you. He was my assistant. But he was a troublemaker. and went out on his own as a freelance bioexorcist. Claimed he could get rid of the living. Got into more trouble. In fact, I believe he's been sleazing around your cemetery lately. The only way he can be brought back is by calling his name 3 times. But I strongly suggest that you remove the Dietzes yourselves.
Well, how do we contact you if we need you again?
Oh, Adam. That guy is in our cemetery.
She's right, honey. We just have to keep this simple. We can do this. Come on.
I have something to nosh.
Come here. Help me. Help me.
Maxie, have I not always made you money? I think that's the only real question here.
Well, Charles, nobody made me money like you. I mean, before your nerves went, you were a demon. It's just that Winter River, Connecticut is, if you'll forgive me, nowhere. I mean, why would I want to invest that kind of money in an old building? Where the hell up there?
It's not a building. That's the beauty of it. These people don't know the value of their property. I can buy the whole town.
Oh, then we own a whole town full of nowhere.
Max, you've got to come up here and see. And bring Sarah.
Yeah, all right, Charles. It's just that I am kind of busy here.
Just a minute, Max. So...
Now, listen. Enough of this talk about visiting, okay? I gotta go.
You take it easy up there, big fellow.
Goodbye.
Max, wait.
Putz.
Lydia, is Connecticut so boring? I had Maxie Dean on the phone, honey. Dad's found a way of making some money while I relax. So would you scram? Your mother's gonna kill you when she sees you cut holes in her $300 sheets.
This is so corny. Is this what we've been reduced to, sheets?
Think of them as death shrouds, and the moaning is important. Really moan.
Stand that woman.
Cut it out!
A child, for God's sakes. I feel so stupid.
It's not stupid, Barbara. We're ghosts. Do you want to spend the next 125 years having breakfast with this woman? Moan louder.
No feet. Are you the guys hiding out in the attic?
We're ghosts.
What do you look like under there?
Aren't you scared?
I'm not scared of sheets. Are you gross under there?
Are you Night of the Living Dead under there? Like all bloody veins and pus?
Night of the what?
Living Dead, it's a movie. You know, if I had seen a ghost at your age, I would have been scared out of my wits. You're not gross. Why are you wearing sheets?
We're practicing.
You can see us without the sheets.
Of course I can see you.
Well, how is it that you see us and nobody else can?
Well, I read through that handbook for the recently deceased. It says, live people ignore the strange and unusual. I myself am strange and unusual.
You look like a regular girl to me.
You read our book.
Yeah.
You could follow it.
Yeah, why were you guys creeping around in Delia's bedroom?
We were trying to scare your mother.
Stepmother. Anyway, you can't scare her. She's sleeping with Prince Valium tonight.
You did this? You carved all these little houses and things?
Mm-hmm.
And this used to be your house. Why do you want to scare everybody?
Well, we wanted to frighten you so you would move out.
You don't know the Dietzes very well. My father bought this place. He never walks away from equity. Why don't you leave?
We can't. We haven't left the house since the funeral.
Funeral? God! You guys really are dead. This is amazing. I better go.
Wait, you know, I don't think it's a very good idea to tell your parents that we're up here.
Not unless you think it'll frighten them away. You tell them that we are horrible, desperate, ghoulish creatures who will stop at nothing to get our house back.
What if this is a dream? Can you guys do any tricks to prove I'm not dreaming? Well, if you are a real ghost, you guys better get another routine because those sheets, they don't work.
Ghosts. You're telling me we have ghosts in this house. Those are pictures of ghosts. Why are they? Ghosts. Lydia, I am giving a dinner party tonight for 7 people. My agent Bernard is bringing a woman who writes for art in America. In fact, no one dining here this evening has not been in Vanity Fair, except you.
I told him you were too mean to be afraid.
Don't you dare speak to others about me. The only thing that scares me is being embarrassed in front of the few hip people I can get to set foot in this part of Connecticut. So let's play, family, just for tonight.
Lydia's trying, but they don't believe her.
She's got photos, Barbara.
Adam, you had a photo of Bigfoot.
My photo of Bigfoot is a different story. Anyhow, we've got to get some help here. We've got to contact this guy, Betelmeyer, or something.
Adam. Look. It's him. Beetlejuice.
Go ahead, Barbara, say it.
Beetlejuice! What happened?
I think we're in the model. Hey, look at that.
What do we do?
Looks like we did, Barbara. say we open it.
Maybe we should knock first.
Boy, do you know how to pick up. Let me ask you something. Is this relationship really solid? Do I have a shot at her at all?
Excuse me.
Sure. Am I overstepping my bounds? Just tell me. Come on. You know what's really beautiful about this? You two kids picked me. You didn't have to, but you picked me. It makes me want to kiss you guys. Come on. Come on.
No.
Get
no.
No. No. All right, let's get down to business. Here, mate. I got a card around here somewhere. Here. Who do I have to kill? Here, hold that for me, would you?
There you go.
You don't have to kill anybody.
Ah, possession. Good. Learn to throw your voice. Fool your friends. Fun and party.
No, we just want to get some people out of our house.
Ah, I understand. Well, look, in order to do that, I'm really going to have to get to know you guys. You know, we got to get closer. Move in with you for a while. Get to be real pals. You know what I'm saying? And save that guy for later.
My wife and I would like to ask you a couple of questions.
Sure. Go ahead, shoot.
Well, for instance, what are your qualifications?
Ah, well, I attended Juilliard. I'm a graduate of the Harvard Business School. I travel quite extensively. I lived through the Black Plague, and I had a pretty good time during that. I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it. Not to mention the fact that you're talking to a dead guy. Now, what do you think?
You think I'm qualified?
What I mean is, can you be scary?
Oh, I know what you're asking me. Can I be scary? What do you think of this? You like it?
Excuse us, please.
Sure. Talk amongst yourself.
Adam, let's go.
Oh, yeah, I know, Barbara, honey, but I think he could be of some
use.
No,
let me keep something on her. So we just have to talk.
Yeah.
Hey.
Excuse me.
What?
Excuse me. We are leaving now.
Oh, wait. Oh, come on. Don't go yet. Hey, guy, come on. We're simpatico here. Look at us. Huh? We even shop at the same store. Hey, hermano. Yeah, there you go. Hey, come on. We're like peas in a pod, the three of us. Let's face it, you want somebody out of the house. I want to get somebody out of your house. Come, look, we've been to Saturn. Hey, I've been to Saturn.
Well, sandworms. You hate them, right?
I hate them myself. Come on, kids. What do I have to do to strike a deal with you two, huh?
Don't you hate it when that happens?
Let's go, Barbara.
Wait. Come on. Just come up for a while. We'll talk inside. Come on.
I'm not staying here. Another minute.
Lights to the mask. Don't pay attention to it.
Adam, we have to get out of here.
I agree, but
I'll fix something to eat.
Home.
Barbara, how did you do that?
Hope you like Italian. Where'd you go? Hey, come on. Hey, where'd you go? Oh,
hey, come on. You got to work with me here. I'm just trying to cut a deal.
What do you want me to do? Where are you? You bunch of losers! You're working with a professional here! Nice fucking model!
See, we can do this stuff on our own. Besides, I'm not exposing that little girl to that pervert down there.
Well, Barbara, we did call him, and he seemed awfully pissed off.
I don't care. I've changed my mind. Listen, I think we can scare them off ourselves tonight. You have an idea.
What you did with the place is wonderful.
So? You like them.
I just hope it wasn't yet another of your dreary suicide attempts. You know what they say about people who commit suicide? In the afterlife, they become civil servants.
Otho, I didn't realize you were into the supernatural.
Well, of course. You remember, after my stint with the Living Theater, I was one of New York City's leading paranormal researchers. Well, the bottom dropped out in 72.
Paranormal? Is that what they're calling your kind these days?
Don't mind her. She's still upset because somebody dropped a house on her sister. Well, this looks really good.
I saw some ghosts.
It's a little private joke that Lydia and I share.
It's not a joke.
Yes, it is. Just today she tried to convince me that this house is haunted. Kim! You know, I love them.
By ghosts?
In designer sheets, no less.
I'd like to propose a toast to our intrepid friends who braved the Cross Bronx Expressway and 24 tall booths to be with us here this evening. May your buildings go condo.
Now, Lydia, favor us about your ghosts.
No. I am sick of that subject.
Oh, Delia, lighten up.
I would rather talk about...
It's cute, Delia.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Otho, are you doing
work
this?
Work all night and a drink of rum.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me wan go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Lift
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me one go home. 6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot bunch. Daylight come and me one go home.
Day, he's a day, oh. A beautiful bunch, a ripe banana.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Hide the deadly black tarantula.
Daylight come and we want go home.
Let's watch them scatter. Any minute now they're going to come running out of that door screaming. Any minute now.
Me, Lydia.
I want you to come downstairs. Delia says you can wear any sheets you want.
It was like being in an amusement park. Wham!
I didn't even know I could do the calypso.
You had more fun than us.
Well, Dean, he was Tracy and Hepburn here. A very sophisticated pair. I mean, they even appear in sheets.
But, Charles, what I want to know is why didn't you tell us about this before?
Oh, wow.
Well, we're not even sure we want our little secret out. I mean, everyone's going to want them for their parties.
People will pay big money for this, right, Grace?
The Enquirer is offering $50,000 for proof of life after death.
This is it, Charles. You can get Maxie Dean up here now.
You think so?
Sarah loves the supernatural. She'll have him sprint up here in his helicopter if you can produce ghosts for her.
I should remind you all that I am Delia's agent. I have consistently lost money on her work for years. Now, if anything actually happened here, I shall handle it. But not... until I've seen some real proof.
But, Bernard, what about
what do you
this
call that?
Table.
What just happened? What was that? And what money? Don't you believe in my work?
Here's Lydia. Well?
They don't want to come down.
Why not?
I think the reason is that they were trying to scare you away and you didn't get scared.
Please, they're dead. It's a little late to be neurotic.
All right.
This was not a hallucination. This was real. We all just experienced a very super powerful paranormal experience, and it was real.
Delia, you are a flake. You have always been a flake. If you insist on frightening people, do it with your sculpture.
Drive carefully.
I'm dead.
Where do they hide out?
The attic.
The attic's locked.
They're ghosts, Dad. They can do what they want.
Yeah, they do whatever they want. Lydia, you take us up there right now.
Fabulous. Coco Finlock's locked door ghosts. Probably committed suicide up there. I'm totally enchanted.
They're in there. They must live like animals.
It's locked. How do they get in?
Open this door, you dead people, or we'll bust it down and we'll drag you out by the ropes you hanged yourself with.
Shh. They didn't commit suicide.
It doesn't matter. Lydia, I have a chance to teach you something here. You have got to take the upper hand in all situations, or people, whether they're dead or alive, will walk all over you. Open up!
So where are they? Listen, you guys, these ghosts are really nice people. I think we scared them away, so let's just leave them alone, all right? I have never been so embarrassed. They haven't gone for good, have they?
Amy?
Dad, don't. Come on, let's just go.
No ghosts here. In here, I don't want to scare them away. Well, we're leaving now. You can go about your business.
Where are we going?
Oh, boy! You guys are really a couple of spooksters, aren't you? Now, let's turn on the juice and see what shakes loose.
Otho, you get Maxie on the phone right away. We really got something here. We can turn this place into the world's leading supernatural research center. An amusement park. I'll make the presentation. Lydia will bring the ghosts.
I can't bring the ghosts, Dad. They're not here.
Otho, can't you do something?
Perhaps, if I'm properly motivated.
What motivation do you require, Otho?
Why don't you just leave them alone? They didn't do anything to you.
Be realistic, Otho. I will be. Maybe they'll leave now. That snake was a pretty nasty customer.
Well, he could have hurt somebody.
But he didn't. We got him right where we want him.
Get back, you losers! How dare you hear out the professional while he's working!
I'm not fond of Charles Dietz particularly, but you could have killed him.
Hey, I'm just doing my job. I thought we had a deal. Hey, it's okay. You know why? I don't want to do business with you deadbeats anyway. Thank you. The only one I think I can deal with is that Growlin' Poe's daughter. I think she understands me.
You leave her alone, you...
Ah!
millennium. Yeah. I'm feeling a little, anxious, if you know what I mean. Been about 600 years, after all. I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Hi!
Yeah.
Why did you build that?
I didn't.
Will you guys shut up and leave me alone? I've got all this paperwork to do. You two, come in here. Sit down. Get in here. Both of you. The whorehouse was my idea. I want Beetlejuice out of the picture.
Oh,
you two have really screwed up. I received word that you allowed yourself to be photographed. And you let Beetlejuice out and didn't put him back. And you let Otho get hold of the handbook.
A handbook? When?
Never trust the living. We cannot have a routine haunting like yours provide proof that there is existence beyond death.
Coach, where's the men's room?
Yeah.
I'm not your coach. He survived.
Wait, Coach, let me get something straight. What's our curfew around here?
Will you get out of here? Go on, get downstairs. Men's room, are you kidding? There's a read sign. I'll be right back.
Maybe this was all a bad idea.
I didn't say anything.
Oh, who are we kidding, Charles? You've never had a bad idea.
Yeah? Yeah, this could all work out. No, I'm not sure that this is the right environment for Lydia. Snakes? Ghosts?
Shrimp.
Oh, you family types. You've got other things to worry about. Maxie Dean's coming up here tonight. You've got to figure out a way to sell these ghosts. I can only do so much.
What are you going to do, Otho? Viciously rearrange their environment?
I know just as much about the supernatural as I do about interior design.
I am alone. Time you read this, I will be gone, having jumped, having plummeted off the Winter River Bridge.
So, I don't care what it takes, you get the Dietzes out of there now. Whoa, wait a minute. What are you going to do? To scare them. I want to make sure it's not some silly parlor trick.
I'll go first, then.
Not bad, not bad. Now you. Go ahead. Okay. You look great. Now,
Go clean house. And don't forget the photographs and the damned handbook.
Coach?
What?
I don't think we survived that crash.
How did you guess?
Mr. and Mrs. Maitland? Hello? How are you?
Dead. Dead ski.
Of course they're dead. They're ghosts.
No, I mean they're gone. Split out of here. Afterlife kids. Deceased.
Are you a ghost too?
I'm the ghost with the most, babe. You know, you look like somebody I can relate to. Maybe you could help me get out of here, you know, because I gotta tell you, this death thing, it's just too creepy. See, here's my problem. I got these friends on the outside that I said I'd meet, you know, and that's the kind of thing I have to be there in person, you know. So I was just wondering, could you help me get out of here?
I don't want to get in.
Why? Well, you know, hey, you probably got your reasons, but the thing is, I can't do anything from over here. If you could get me out over there, then maybe we could talk or something. But, you know, in order to do that, you got to say my name 3 times.
What's your name?
Well, I can't tell you.
Why not?
But, you know why? Because if I tell you, you tell your friends are calling me on the horn all the time. I gotta show up at shopping centers for openings and sign autographs and shit like that, and it makes my life a hell, okay? A living hell. But maybe if you have a pen, maybe we can... Oh, I know. You can play charades.
Yeah.
Ah, good. Ah, here we go then. Ready?
2 words.
Right. Ah.
First word, 2 syllables.
You know, just turn.
I don't know what your signal means.
Turn around and look behind you. Hi, how are you?
Beetle.
God, okay. Now, take one.
Breakfast, orange beetle, beetle fruit, beetle breakfast, the beetle drink. Beetle juice?
Yes, that's it!
Name's Beetlejuice?
Ah, you did it twice. Just say it once more. Come on.
It was you, wasn't it?
What, me?
The snake.
No, what snake, you kids, in your imagination? Just say it.
I want to talk to Barbara.
No, you don't need to talk to Barbara. Just say it!
Adam, I can't go through with it. I like that little girl.
But, Barbara, honey, it's too late. We have to go through with this.
No, we don't. I mean, can't we rebel or something?
Oh. Barbara.
Adam, I want to be with Lydia.
Told me that if I let him out, he would take me to the other side to find you.
No, Lydia. We're dead.
I want to be dead, too.
No. Lydia. Being dead really doesn't make things any easier.
Listen to her on this, Lydia. This is something we know a lot about.
And you can come up here and visit us anytime you want. I have a feeling that things are going to be a little better around here from now on.
What do you mean better?
Well, we've decided that we're going to invite you and your family to stay.
That's right, Lydia.
Massey, I'm here.
Now, you've got a stake in this too, Otho. This is a presentation. It requires a sense of occasion, a sense of style.
It's so big. How are we going to get it out?
That's sectional. Get it both in.
Wait.
Careful.
Okay, go.
What's going on?
I don't know. I'll go find out. Be careful.
We've got Ed Cornwall to head the Wax Museum, dedicated to 50 great moments of the paranormal, here in Thanksgiving Park.
Now, you must remember Ed, Maxie.
He's the genius who gave us the talking Marcel Marceau statue. It was a sensation. And Decon is on its knees to sponsor the insect zoo, here in the old hardware store. We can't lose! Lydia, you finally decided to join us. Honey, I just finished the initial presentation, and now I think it's time to have a stretch and to invite our friends to meet your friends, okay?
Are they here yet?
Charles, we're here to see some ghosts.
They're not here anymore.
Every time she says that, the paint peels and some wild creature tries to kill us.
But we have these pictures, Lydia.
No, really. They said they might come back and we could all live here if you agreed not to tease them or make them do stupid tricks.
She has such a tendency to overreact. Don't worry, we're not relying on her. We have Otho.
Are they still here, Otho?
Otho, are they still here?
Oh, they're still here. They're just hiding out.
Probably feel guilty about what they did to me.
Yeah, they're sorry they didn't kill you.
Well, I don't know from guilt. I just want to see them.
Otho, can you do it?
It'll be tricky, but I think I can handle it.
No! Wait, what am I worried about? Otho, you can't even change a tire.
I'll be needing something personal of theirs.
You have to go to the Goodwill.
Vermilion, start of fire, bright cotillion, ravens die, nightshade's promise, spirits drive. To the living, let now the dead come alive.
Barbara?
As sudden thunder pierces night, as magic wonder, mad affright, rives asunder man's delight, our ghost, our corpse, and we rise to be.
Barbara?
As flies the lizard, serpent fell, as goblin visage at the spell, the buried, dead, and slain rise again.
To them.
I don't know.
They're dying!
They're already dead. They can't feel a thing.
That's not true. Look at them.
That's enough now. Can you stop this? Otho.
It's too late, Charles. I'm sorry.
Where are you? Oh, help them, please.
Sure, I can help them. But you gotta help me.
What?
Look, how much am I calling illegal alien, okay? I want out, for good. In order for me to do that, hey, I gotta get married. Hey, these aren't my rules. Come to think of it, I don't have any rules. Come on, come on. Look, you think of it as a marriage of inconvenience, okay? We both get something. I get out. You get to say you're hitched to the most eligible bachelor since Valentino came over. We're even, babe.
Okay, just help them.
Sure.
Beetlejuice.
It's showtime. Natural green, a monument to the board businessman. Come on a little closer. Step right up, test your strength.
Thank you.
Woo!
That is why I won't do two shows a night anymore, babe. I won't do. Well, what do we got here tonight, kids? Well, we got the Maitlands. I think they've got enough exercise for night.
That's so fast, brown boy. We're gonna have some laughs.
Also,
come on, come on, come on, come
on.
Mom, Dad, I just want you two to know. You're welcome at our house anytime you want to come over. In the meantime, the dowry's on me, Dad. Well, the payments are taken care of. Everything seems to be pretty much back to normal, I think. Shall we?
Call the caterer. He's got a great van. Oof. We're gonna need witnesses.
Would ya?
Oh,
said the B word. Come on.
Do you take this woman to be your wedded wife?
Oh, jeez. I don't know. I mean, it's kind of a big decision, isn't it? I mean, I always said if I ever did it, I was going to do it once, and that was it. Well, sure, yeah. Go ahead.
And you, do you, Lydia, take this man?
No!
To
be
oh. She's a little bit nervous. Maybe I should answer for her, okay?
I'm Lydia Dietz, and I'm of sound mind. The man next to me is the one I want. You ask me, I'm answering. Yes, I love that man of mine.
Beetle! Come on! Hey, guy.
May we continue with the ceremony? Then by
Beetlejuice!
You're right. Call it your own now, Rip!
Then by the authority vested in me, the ring, please.
The ring! Oh, no! You know I got it, honey. Here it is.
Oh.
There you go. I'm telling you, honey, she meant nothing to me. Nothing at all.
Pronounce you.
Yeah, come on.
Man and.
Science test.
It was gross. They wanted me to dissect a frog. I told them no way. I said it was against my religion. So I got a C.
And how about the math test?
You have got to be kidding me. We spent the whole week studying for that test.
I got an A. So can I?
Well, I don't know. Got a C on the science test.
Adam, don't tease her. You never get an A in science. You're...
Come on.
Well, I suppose.
This thing reads like stereo instructions. Oh, sounds like Lydia got an A in the math test.
He likes it.
Shake, 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 Sinora, shake your body liner. Shake, 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 Sinora, shake it all the time. Work, 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 Sinora, work your body liner. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you, jump in the line.
Women. I don't know what her problem is. Normally chicks. Pardon me. Did you do that? Very nice work. Let me ask you something. How do you get him down, sis?
Hey, there goes Elvis! Yo, King!
Well, looks like I'm next. Good thing, too. I gotta do a photo shoot for GQ in about an hour and a half. Yeah, they've been after me for months. Doing some kind of underwear deal. I don't know what... Whoa, hey, what are you doing? Hey, stop it! Hey, you're messing up here! Come on! Whoa! Whoa! Stop it! Whoa!
Be a good look for me.
Tango, waltz, or the rumba. Senora's dance has no title. You jump in the saddle, hold on to the bridle. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body. Rock your body, child. Jump in the line, rock your body on time. Oh. Shake, 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 Senora. Shake your body, line. Shake, 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 Senora. Shake it all the time. Oh. Sonora, work your body line. Yeah. Work, 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 Sonora, work it all the time. Sonora dances calypso, left to right is the tempo. And when she gets the sensation, she go up in the air, come down in slow motion. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Okay, I believe you. Jump in the line, rock your body in time. Oh. Shake, 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 Sonora, shake your body.